I've been at least twice to Scottsdale before, and I've always loved being there. It's a wonderful part of the country. I love Arizona.
When you're here at the Scottsdale Center April 6th, this concert, there are those pieces people will say, and we're going to hear Stephen Huff play Brahms and Chopin and Strauss. And then there's Bruckner, Wagner, and Schoenberg. Is this a concert you put together to show the audience, trust me, and then to say to the to yourself, yeah, I can stay interested in this program for months and months and months?
Yes, it's a little bit of both. It's a bit like a cook going down to the farmer's market and seeing that the tomatoes look particularly good, so let's build something around tomatoes tonight for dinner. And it's a little bit like that, putting together a program. I wanted to play the Brahms pieces, and I'm thinking, well, Brahms, so, you know, where's this? This is very close to Schoenberg. Schoenberg and indeed Webern thought of themselves as very much in that line of following on from Brahms. And this idea of small piano pieces written by people whose most important works were for orchestra. But what interests me, I think, about these pieces is that I think the Bruckner's actually a mini masterpiece in a way. The Strauss is a very slight but beautiful piece. The Wagner is okay. I mean, it's not a great piece of music, not even a great piece of solo music. But what's interesting is you see the personality of these composers, even in a piece that's just 2 minutes long. I've played a game with some friends where we take a book off the shelf and someone writes down the first line of this novel, and we all have to make up a plausible first line. Then we put them in a hat and read them out, and you have to decide which is the real one and which are the made-up ones. Now, I have a friend who plays this with us, Peter Cameron, who's a novelist. But Peter has such a distinctive style of writing that we can nearly always tell his, because he almost can't help but just write in his wonderful way. And I feel this with these composers. You know, even Wagner writing a little album blat, that he can't help but be Wagner. It's just there. And I think that's really interesting in pieces that are not masterpieces, how they still have this spark of the composer. And then, of course, on the second half, we have four short compared to a symphony, but long in terms of the artistic inspiration. The great four ballades of Chopin, four of the greatest piano pieces of the 19th century, and Chopin's incredible genius that, you know, he never wrote a bad bar in his life. It's just an amazing legacy he left pianists.
I'm always interested, especially when I'm talking to a pianist as great as you are, about these gentlemen as pianists. I mean, Brahms, and this is a man who was a pianist, but his pieces sound, well, pretty straightforward. And then I hear from pianists that these are really, can be gnarly little pieces.
Yeah, I think Brahms is Brahms. He obviously played in a very particular kind of way, this enveloping way of using the whole keyboard, this thick textures, and you can certainly tell it's Brahms, and it's a style that he seems to have developed from the very earliest pieces. I wouldn't say Brahms is unpianistic, though. I think he knows what sounds good on the instrument, and it all has a certain logic in the way it lies.
Brahms, Chopin, I think of Bruckner, I think of the musical architect writing huge symphonies that, you know, are built in such a way that they hold up because they can be so long because they're so well-crafted.
Well, it's this piece called Erinnerung. It's about 5 minutes, I think, or so. So, yes, very short for Bruckner. But what fascinates me about this piece is that it's like, I suppose, a little sketch for one of his big slow movements. Again, you hear it's Bruckner. The harmonies particularly are very Brucknerian. And it's wonderful. It has a real sense of scope. You feel that it's a big canvas, even though it's a short piece.
And Strauss, tell me about Strauss the pianist, a Traumreicher.
His writing is awkward. It's a little bit like an orchestral reduction. You realize that probably at the keyboard he spent a lot more time playing Wagner operas in piano reductions than he did playing piano music. And I think you can sense that. This little piece is just, it's a very simple little piece, but it's Strauss. You hear, particularly the augmented chords, very, very clearly his harmonic world. And it's a magical, wonderful, atmospheric little piece.
I want to thank you for all your recordings, the music, your life, and what you bring to all of us through your playing. We look forward to hearing you at the Scottsdale Center April 6th for Schoenberg, Strauss, Wagner, Bruckner, Brahms, and Chopin.
My pleasure. Thank you.